Meu nome é César Valério Machado.
Shmi César Valério.
My name is César Valério. I came to Kabbalah 4 years ago. I was very happy, very content with life. And in a certain way, I was drawn to Kabbalah. By negating everything that happened in the world and inside of me, and I was searching, and I came to Kabbalah, well, first of all, through the website. I also read Rav's book, Beyond Kabbalah, and this is how I came to Kabbalah.
My name is Renard, and I was very unsatisfied from everything, and then I found spirituality. I spoke with a teacher in Porto Alegre city. I spoke to him about spirituality, and he recommended that I read Kabbalah books, and I read a few of them. I was very interested in it. It's a very, very good method. It's a method that leads to spirituality. What do I expect from this Congress? I expect to gain control over my ego as much as possible. That's what I expect.
My name is Pauliano. I'm from Brazil, but now I live in Orlando, USA. I came to Kabbalah through my husband, Juan Derico. He invited me to a convention. I didn't know anything about it. It was my birthday. And he told me, let's go to St. Louis. It was in 2008. So I went, didn't know anything. I saw that every Sunday and Wednesday that he was listening to Kabbalah's lesson. This is all on you. And when I came to the convention, all of a sudden I saw that everyone were so nice. So I thought to myself, I should listen to what they're saying. And I was very much impressed. And I came to know Tony from the Learning Center, the English Learning Center. And he was very nice with me. I started studying. And ever since, I didn't let go. And now we're going to all the congresses. And this is something from the very first moment I felt this click. And I opened up my arms, and I'm open for it. And I expect that we will take from this convention the unity, the connection of the Brazilian Kli, of the Portuguese language, and if we'll be together, then we will truly succeed. And this is what I expect.
My name is Sueli Dantas. I came to Kabbalah since I was searching for spirituality. My entire life I was looking for it. And I was never part of any certain religion. My parents were non-religious. And when I came to Kabbalah, it was through a different group of Kabbalah, the Kabbalah Center. And I learned a lot of mysticism. And I didn't like those rituals they had there. It didn't mean a lot to me. And then I found Bnei Baruch on the internet. And that's where I've been since. And it was very interesting because the week later, I read all these books, everything that was translated to Portuguese. Since then, it's been 2.5 years. And every day, I've been learning Kabbalah. I've been watching the Rav's lessons since. I've participated in the learning center, and it's very important to me. It's actually the most important thing in my life now to study Kabbalah. And from this, what I expect from this Congress, as Pollyanna just said, I expect us to be connected more, to understand what connection is. And what it means to neutralize the ego, as the Rav said today. And to succeed, to correct my ego and to do whatever is required in order to grow.
Hello, my name is Ana Cláudia. I'm from São Paulo, Brazil. I came to know Kabbalah 10 years ago because I was searching for it myself. I didn't start with Bnei Baruch. I started with another group. And during 2 years, I stayed with that other group. And when we started studying the Ten Sefirot, I couldn't understand any of it, so I quit. But my interest for spirituality never stopped. 6 months ago, I came back. One day, all of a sudden, I woke up and I told to myself, I want to go back to studying Kabbalah. So I was searching on the internet, and I found Bnei Baruch, and I started the online courses, and I'm very happy that Rav is in Brazil now. And I'm very happy that I have discovered that there's a physical group in Brazil, and it is very important. I'm very happy to be here with you, and I really hope that my experiences will be the best possible from the Congress. I expect that everything we will do and try here, I want us to succeed in those small moments to make them as big as possible, and that we'll stick to our life. This is the great challenge that we have.
Friends, we have two expectations from this. This is to get acquainted. There are two questions: how I came to Kabbalah and self-presentation. And the second question is, what do I expect from this convention? So the first question is how I came to Kabbalah, and the second question is what do I expect from this Congress? So divide up into small groups according to the number of people you have in your group. So if you haven't started yet, now is the time. So the friend's saying that a year ago, he had a problem with his daughter. And she was very sick. Unfortunately, she passed away. And this teacher invited me to participate in his meetings. I am Christian, and I think it doesn't matter. I never searched for a different religion. I think Kabbalah is not a religion. It is no disturbance for me. And I'm very happy that I got to meet you here, especially this friend from Argentina. Welcome to Brazil. And I truly hope that I'll come out of here with a lot of friends, a lot more than I've met. My name is Priscilla. I'm from Porto Alegre. And I think that everything in life takes place at the right moment. And also I met a friend of mine through Kabbalah. It opened new doors. And the question that always followed me, what is the meaning of life? And in the recent months, it was very powerful. And this friend of mine, he introduced Kabbalah to me, and through him, I started studying in Porto Alegre, and I'm studying. And I really identify with the Kabbalah, and I joined this method, and I'm very grateful for this search. And this whole search led me to come across Kabbalah. And I hope that this Congress, I think my expectations, well, it's happening now. It's good that it's happening right now. It's now, in the present, and whatever will be perfect, will be excellent.
My name is Iran. I'm from Argentina. I live in Israel now. I came to Kabbalah because I was traveling from Argentina, and when I arrived to Israel, I knew someone who introduced Kabbalah to me. And when I heard a lesson of Rav, I felt in my heart that this was the truth. I can't explain it, but this is what I felt. It happened 2 years ago. And now I study every day, all week. I can't quite explain what Kabbalah has to offer, but it really touches me, and this is something very special, very unique. And my expectations from this Congress is that people from all over the world came to this Congress, from Russia, from the USA, from Latin America, and everyone has a piece of this whole picture, and he sees Kabbalah from a different angle, and all of it together will become one. All the Latin Americans, well, they feel through their heart. In Europe, they feel through their intellect. And now we come back to this one sensation, both in the heart and mind. There's only one thing, everyone together, L'chaim.
Ok, amigos. Então, depois dessas duas perguntas, o pessoal se conhece.
Ok, friends, this was the phase of the first question, the introduction part. And now there's the question of what do I bring to this Congress? So that it will strengthen my connection. What should I do in order to contribute so that the connection will between us will be the strongest possible between us and the whole world, Lee, now that we are together?
The two questions, we know each other more. We have a third question about what I come to contribute to this Congress, to the connection with the friends here in the Congress and with Cleolami, with the world Cle. Tudo bem? Ok? Until 6:15. 6:15, depois terminamos. Hasta las 6:15, and depois vamos a terminar con anuncios. Until 6:15, then we will finish with announcements.
Ani Khoshev, Shabbat Ila Congress,
when I came to this Congress, I brought my point in the heart. In order for us, that all these points in the heart, not only those that are at the Congress, but the entire world, will rise to spirituality.
My name is Poliana. What do I bring to the Congress? Well, I bring this desire that we, the women especially, feel. We don't quite know, but we have a need, the urge for something to happen. I think that what we bring, what especially the women brings, is this desire, which we don't quite know what it is, but perhaps we will discover that during this convention. And we expect you to feel it so that we will make it to this unification and we will be filled with spirituality.
Suli speaking now, just saying, what I bring, actually, is my desire, my yearning, for there to be unity, for there to be connection, not only in this Congress, but that here, there will be the starting point that something will happen to each and every one of us. And I think that everything I did voluntarily, I want to do it more and more. And the fact that I'm searching for the correction from my ego, that we will truly attain this connection.
What I bring is for all of us to drop down our mind, and that we will search for, without too many technical terms, search for this feeling, and that our mind won't stand in our way, that we'll have an open heart, more and less of a mind, so that we will generate enough light for us and for the whole world.
Ayala speaking now. She says, I don't know if I brought something, but I will definitely take a lot from here. What I see in the people here, what I brought is a 78-year-old woman who is ready to find something new.
What I bring with me is an open heart, is my joy and happiness, is my thoughts, my prayers, and what I can give and contribute is this whole me of mine. And if I advance and you advance along with me, then that opening, this is what I put on the table for everyone.
What I bring is a piece of my soul. One piece is in Israel. Another piece is in Argentina. And now I'm getting to meet more people from Brazil, from Chile, and I want you to help me to connect it all together.
What I want to bring into this Congress is my effort, my exertion to neutralize my ego in such a way that I will be able to balance spirituality with the ordinary life. And what we will be able to offer to the world in general, I'm not here just to save my egoistic skin. It's not because I'm special and unique. It's not because I have a point in the heart. We have nothing if we won't be able to bring something special to the world, to everyone. Something different. That will set a path of peace and harmony and balance to the world. If we won't be able to do that, to contribute for that, well, that is the best thing we can do, something in this Brazilian Congress. This unity, this connection.
Sem microfone. Não deixa em mim. עכשיו יש פתיחה? Interessado em nada, eu já tinha passado por várias fases de espiritualismo antes, entendeu? Desde moço, porque eu achava que, né, eu achava que tinha alguma coisa errada aqui, que não entendi porque todo mundo, entendeu? Ele estava tá feliz aqui, não entendia como que as pessoas podiam sentir feliz nesse planeta, entendeu? Você olhava em volta assim, né, e olhava para dentro de si mesmo e não achava resposta nenhuma. Você não conseguia furar nada, entendeu? Você não conseguia nada de claro, tudo era muito, né, muito vago. Né? E aí eu lembro que eu estava em. Foi eu e minha esposa passar férias em Natal, num lugar maravilhoso, na Pipa, não sei se vocês conhecem a Pipa, né? Um lugar paradisíaco. E do nada, absolutamente do nada, eu levantei assim de manhã e não conseguia nem sair da cama. Me bateu uma depressão, algo que eu não sabe nada, da luz para as trevas praticamente. Aí ele falou, o que está acontecendo? Eu falei, não sei, cara, como quero, poxa, a gente está aqui, está as férias, não aproveitava, mas não conseguia, porque parado, eu queria ir para o quarto, isso, ficar completamente isolado. Aí, fui numa biblioteca e achei um livro de cabala que não era do rádio, não, né? Alcançando o Mundo Superior, não era dele. Aí eu estava dizendo, já viu aquela coisa da... Não era isso.
Ok, amigos, ok. Vamos
encerrar. Ok, friends.
Gostaríamos de agradecer a todos os amigos.
Esperamos que esse workshop... We would like to thank all of you. We're finished with the workshop. And now let's hear some important announcements. First of all, those of you who didn't register yet, please do it now. And those of you already registered and have the blue bracelet, you need to have the red bracelet as well in order to eat. Why? Because this is a demand of the hotel. We're going to have a break from 6:30 till 7:30 Brazil time. We're going to have meal 12:30 to 1:30 Israel time. And at 12:30 exactly Israel time, will start 1:30 Israel time. We'll start the opening ceremony, and it is important to drink a lot of water. Only two bottles of water are included in the hotel bill. Otherwise, for extra, you'll have to pay, and alcohol is not included. So go register, and those of you already registered and have a blue bracelet, make sure you also have a red bracelet. We need it for dinner, so